While baby boomers still dominate the U.S. population, analysts say today's younger healthcare consumers are the ones shaping the future of healthcare. Health News Florida editor Mary Shedden caught up with Lindsay Jarrell, who is a partner at PwC. PwC is in its 10th year of evaluating the nation's healthcare economy. He says millennials are changing the way healthcare providers do business.
Your study a few months ago looked at the issue of millennials, which is really this new crop of adults, people who are making their first-time healthcare decisions on their own. They're being very proactive. They're showing a little different behavior than, say, their parents or their grandparents. Are they being smart consumers, or are they being cynical consumers?
I think they're being really savvy consumers. And in many ways, the healthcare institutions of today are going to have to wake up and get ready to serve this savvy technology crew or customer base coming at them. I liken it, and I know we always like to draw comparisons, to how does a millennial interact with a restaurant choice today? Certainly not like you and I did probably 10 years ago. It's a very different relationship. Within the business of working with a lot of provider and payer organizations, we are talking a lot about the digital relationship and spending a lot of time working with healthcare organizations so that they can understand this new consumer who may define their relationship with a healthcare organization almost completely digitally without ever walking into a building.
Do you think that healthcare organizations and insurers are going to respond and start thinking of talking directly to those millennials?
There's a large population of boomers, as you call them, that will continue putting a lot of money into the system in very traditional ways. And that can cause a little bit of false security, maybe, for these healthcare organizations. Meanwhile, the millennials and even the Gen Xers will be eroding a lot of revenue away from these organizations as they make treatment choices in a completely different way. So my advice is, wake up. You might be losing more business than you realize, and that will be harder to deal with in the next 3 or 4 years as we see these millennials and Gen Xers make these buying decisions for kiosks, urgent care clinics, virtual visits, whatever can be done on your technology that's in your pocket.
What are some of the things that millennials can teach the older consumers about being a savvy consumer?
There's a lot of credible information about how to get healthier. And it doesn't always have to be a pill. It doesn't always have to involve a physician. There's a lot of other continuum of care services out there that involve just being healthy and being well. And it seems like the millennials are much more aware of that, I think, than some of the older consumers of healthcare.
Your survey several months ago showed frustration not only with the providers of the treatment, but also for the insurers themselves.
That can be a bit more frustrating to deal with, I think, for consumers because of the 800 numbers and the phone trees and the confusing bills and these complex contracts that you have to hear about that you're really not interested in as a consumer. That's probably another great example of maybe where some millennials can help some of the older consumers with that, because there's a lot of ways to get attention and answers, even using social media. I was traveling with a millennial in our company a few weeks ago. This person had an issue with a major air carrier, and instead of calling the 800 number, they tweeted the air carriers and directly and said, "I have a problem, can you help me?" The air carrier came back to them in 30 seconds, and I commented on that. And he said, "You should have seen the answer I got out of the insurance company when I posted this on Twitter as well." And a light went off for me, and I thought, communication's really going to change when it's out in the public domain.
Lindsay Jarrell is a partner at PwC. You can see some of the other issues that are changing the healthcare landscape on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.